ABC Radio Australia.
Well, like many Pacific Island countries, Solomon Islands is a strongly Christian nation with more than 90% of the population identifying with a church. But in the lead up to the national election, the head of the country's largest church, George Tokelli, has stepped down from his position as the Anglican Archbishop of the Church of Melanesia to contest the election that is now less than 3 weeks away. His move may have caught some people by surprise, but he's not the only church leader to be making the switch to politics, as Evan Wasuka reports.
The Anglican Church of Melanesia is the largest church in Solomon Islands, with its followers accounting for 32% of the population, according to the 2009 census figures. In February, its leader, Archbishop George Tokelli, stepped down to contest the Makira Ulawa seat in the April the 3rd election.
Being church leader is quite influential. People who have played a prominent role, and in particular as Archbishop of the Church of Melanesia, that is a very important and influential role.
Dr. Tasisi Estara Kambutaulaka is a Solomon Islands academic. He says given that most of Ulawa is Anglican, the former Archbishop Tokelli has a good chance of picking up many votes. But Tokelli is not the only senior church leader to walk away from a church and contest the elections. Father Davidson Noiramo, a dean in the largest cathedral of the Church of Melanesia, has also left the church to run in the elections. Although the resignations may have turned heads, it's not entirely unusual, Dr. Kambutaulaka says.
It's not particularly new. We have seen leadership churches, or at least people who work in churches, contest the national election in the past.
Pastor Ellison Bako is the head of the Kingdom Harvest Church. He's contesting the East Honiara seat as a candidate for the National Transformation Party.
In this upcoming election, quite a lot of church leaders are going in, not only just in our party, but also other parties from the other constituencies. Many, many pastors are going in there as well. And so I think the trend now is that they feel that this is where the missing gap is, that, you know, we need to bring in the church, become more involved in politics so that the way politics is practiced in this nation become more balanced.
His party has 7 candidates. 4 of them are full-time pastors. Pastor Bako says it's time to change, to get rid of corruption from Solomon Islands and empower the people.
Pastors, that's what we've always been doing. And we believe that if we go in there, we would more or less continue with the same heart and same intention and same vision, because I think that's the problem with our politics at the moment. Like a lot of people that get in there, they don't continue to serve the people.
Dr. Tasisi Kambutaulaka says historically, Solomon Islands has seen the various churches work well together with the government and complement each other's role.
You know, if you look at the time of the conflict, for instance, the church played an important role, not in terms of representative democracy or being members of parliament, but played an important role in the communities, roles that governments would otherwise have played.
While church leaders may have influence in society, just how strong that influence is will be seen come polling day.